Chama, Tkufas HaChama, once in 28 years, you make a bracha, it's a migration. Who are the Lavona, the Gurosa, you see the Lavona, when it's out, it's Gehura, the Kechavim, the Mithiloisam, and the Kechavim, when it's in its Mithila, exact form of the star, the way it's supposed to be, O Mazolas, Kishidram, and all the Mazolas, when the Seidam, Aina, Baruch, Isa, Gracious. And all of these things, you make a bracha, Isa, Maisa, Gracious. Now, the last things I brought down, we don't know exactly what to mean, therefore we don't make this bracha. We're not ready to make it. But the first one, Tkufa Sachama, that we just had, once in 28 years, we make this bracha, it's a mighty gracious. But the Gemara of the Amos Hevi, when is it called a Tkufa Sachama, that you have to make this bracha? Amar Rabbaya kol chok cheshonim, every 28 years. For Hoda Machzer, it comes back to the original Machzer, how the sun goes around the world, for Noflo Tkufa Nisan, it comes out in the Tkufa of Nisan, the Shaptoi, in the Mazel of Shaptoi, that's the fourth. That's the beginning of the fifth of the Wednesday of Tuesday night, going into Wednesday. Piyoto Ditlosa, the Tuesday night, Nagi Avor, the night going into Wednesday. That's Kufa. Hey, this is the exact Kufa, the exact way the sun was. Makadosh Baruch Hu put the sun in Brias Seishes Megraces. That the Makadosh Baruch Hu created the Moiros on the beginning of the fourth day, which was Tuesday night. That's when he put it into orbit. So in that much of the exact same space where it was when Hashem first put it into orbit, it comes to that space every 28 years. That's why at that time we make the bracha Isomaisa Gracious. Shrashi b'tkufosa, mokom shi choyzer shom l'tchila ta'yikifa, from the beginning of its cycle. He shas tliya ta'mayus, that exact position it was when Hashem first put the mayus in the Shemayim. On the yaz ha'tchilu l'hakif l'shamish, that's when it started to go around. Eimos ha'heve, achama b'tkufosa koi, when does this happen? It's Cham of Tzkuvasai, Kol Chav Chav Shonim. She'll Tkufas Nisim, comes down Tkufas Nisim. She'll the Soit Chav Ches, at the end of 28 years. She'll Chayzer Machzer, when the cycle comes over again. Godel Shav Gidl Shachama, Liyal Tkufa, Neifeles Bishas Liyah Tamaris. Comes the exact position it was when Hashem put it in the orbit. Shabtoi, he Shoh Tchilat Liyal Dalit. Shabtoi, that's Mazel, the beginning of Wednesday night. Of Tuesday night into Wednesday. Biyorto this last Nagi Dalid, Sheherim Shimshay Shogimel, Tuesday night, the Shabbos, Tuesday the third day of the week, the Yaskhil Lel Dalid, starts the beginning of Wednesday, Tuesday night, beginning of Wednesday. Nagi Lel, it means night, but you're absorbed from Shemat Kamai Sadiq, Duk to the Kuril Allah Nagi, we call night Nagi, Shaftoi, Shem Shor Rishoyna Shelel Dalid. That's like the beginning, the first hour of Tuesday night. Shevoi seshon nitlu moris. At that time, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the moris in Shemayim. The Sheva Shoyesein, 7 hours, for Chayzeres Chalila. And the Chalila goes around. Chata Timsa, the Hekev Sidran Shalolam, Simone Shoyes, Chilas Halayla, beginning of the night. Moitsoy Shabbos Koicha. Now there are different mazolas you call each day of the week. Moitsoy Shabbos, that night is called Koicha. Chilas Lel Beis, Sunday night is called Tzedek. Chilas Leil Gimel Noiga. It's called the Mazel, then it's called Noiga. Chilas La Revi is Tuesday night, is called Shaptoi. And that's when the Moros came in. Chilas Leil Hei, beginning of Wednesday night, that's called Chama. Chilas Leil Shishi is Levona. Thursday night is called Levona. Chilas Leil Shabbos, the Mazel from the beginning of Friday night, is Madim. It's called Mazel Madim. And Mazel Madim is supposed to be a bad Mazel. That's why there's a mini Afizoyah some Chassidim have when it comes. Not now, later on. I think Madim starts between 6 and 7 is Madim. So when Shabbos comes out to make Kiddush between 6 and 7 o'clock, they don't make Kiddush that hour. I'm not sure if it's 6 or 7 or 7 and 8. At that, what? 6 to 7. 6 to 7, some Chassidish people wouldn't make Kiddush at that hour. But that's the Mazel when Madim starts, and it's a bad Mazel. Right. The same day, let's talk about Lachim. The same day, Tchila Tayonim, Kolos HaShachar, the day starts, Kolos HaShachar, Chalam Chatzav, but Kufas Mashachas Mechaveret, the one Kufa goes over the next one, Zayin Shoyis Omachta, 7.5 hours, Klema, Mitzacheres, it's late, Acher Hayoim, after a day, the Asho Shenokla Bo Chaveret, Zayin Shoyis Omachta, Harei Shloishim Shoyis, Liyabat Kufas, you're going to have 30 hours for the fourth Kufas, that's 4 times 7.5, Harei Yoim Revi Lashona, you have a day and one quarter for every year. Ledalit shonim, for 5 years, is chamishi yomim. Lamarato ashein tkufas nefelos betchilas halaylo, tkufa doesn't start at the beginning of night, el lesayv dalit shonim, till the end of 4 years. Shumach the Chotin. The Zayim Achzern Ketan and Lamach the Godel. Look, from this four small one come Dalash Shumach the Chotin. The Zayim Achzern Ketan and Lamach the Godel. Seven small ones make one big one. Alright. Haray Shayna Bol Atchilas Lel Dala. When does the Mazel come out beginning the fourth night? Ela Michov Cheshon Michov Cheshonim. From 28 to 28. For Rosh Kol Mach the Chotin Bol Atchilas Halayla. Beginning of each small Mach that comes to the beginning of night. Of Resh Masa God the Bol Atzkufa Sarishayna Shotchilas Lel Dala. So the kids say, every 28 years, you have the sun comes to the exact position where it was in the beginning of Riyas Erlam. That's how we make the Baruch Ha'isa Ma'isa Bereshis. Right. We have Yehuda Oyne Haroya Yam HaGodol. If Yehuda says if you see the Yam HaGodol, you have to make a special bracha. If Yehuda Haroya Yam HaGodol, Oyne Baruch Shor says a Yam HaGodol. A Stam, if you see Yamim Stam rivers, you only make a nice and nice gracious. If you see the Yam HaGodol, you have to make a special bracha Shor says a Yam HaGodol. The Maestas of Machlaik is what the Yom Yabodl is. Some say it's the Mediterranean Sea. It's the sea right next to Eretz Yisrael. That's called the Yom HaGodl. And some Rishonim say, no, that's a small sea compared to the Yom HaKainis, the Pacific or the Atlantic. Therefore, they say the Pacific is called the Yom HaGodl. And that would make a special bracha, or it's also Yom HaGodl. So the Maestas about the Suffolk, we always only make an Isomaisa gracious. But that's like the closest thing of bracha, Yahweh's Yotza. So Maisi, if you go to the Pacific once in 30 days and you see it, the Kriya should make a bracha. Oysa Maisi gracious, every time you see the Yam. If you go, like we'll soon see, if you go in intervals, if you go less than 30 days, then you don't have to. The Mura says, Leprakim. Leprakim, you don't have to. Akama, how much does it have to be in between one sea to another sea? Omar Rami Bar Abba, Omar Yitzchak, Ashleishim Yim. If you waited 30 days since the last time you saw the Yam, you go again, you have to make another bracha. Oysa Maisi gracious. Mountains also, all these things. Achutz from mountains also, achutz from lightning and thunder. Lightning and thunder, every time you see it, provided it's not one after another. But like every day, every few hours you see it, you have to make another bracha. But the other pshat is it's a new thunder and a new lightning. But Hashem can hear it, it's the exact same yam, it's the exact same horem. So you have a certain aspilus that when you see it, you feel tremendous in my sight. Within 30 days though, you ruggle with it, you don't have to make a bracha. After 30 days, again, it's a special sight. Only thunder and lightning, that's new every time you have to make a bracha, every time you see it to hear it.
Doesn't that be a brand new storm? Like this storm
went
away and this storm
went away. Could be. The exact same thing, right? One after another, keeps on going, right? Then the storm and that, right? But if, right, I think it's here to clear it up, right? If the clouds went away, cleared up, and then again, start over again, you have to make again a bracha.
What about seeing it live on television?
No.
Live, I'm not talking about...
No, TV and stuff and all that. Not called, that's not called.
You don't get the
No. I'm not sure. Right. The Yom Rami Barab, Omer of Yitzchak, Horoya Pros. You see the rivers, a very powerful river, you have to also make a bracha, it's a celebration. Time to see the Niagara Falls, you have to make a bracha. So this is a Horoya Pros. And where do you see it? Agish for the bubble. You have to see it over the bridge and bubble. Then I'm a baruch isabracious. Why? Because from there it wasn't changed. It's the same mass of the river the way it was from isabracious. Mashenkin further down already, but now you haven't changed it. Or Vidna, today, the Shnuya Pasoi, the Pasoi already changed in the Hapros, they added to it, or they took away from it, the Veshavu Liela. You only make a bracha if you're standing for the place of Veshavu and upwards, if you see the river. But if you see the downflow of the river, you wouldn't make a bracha because it was changed from Bnei Yodah. Reb Yosef Amar, Meiyu Dekira, Uliela. That's another place. From this place and further up, then you'd make a bracha. Yom Rami Bar Abba, Horoya Diglas, Agishra Ishavistoy, Spisona, and you see also the river Diglas from the bridge of the Shasnoid, I'm a Baruch Isabracious. The same Svarah, because from there and upwards it wasn't changed, the same Matzah was from Isabracious. Hashem came downwards already, to Meyotim changed it. But the Mormai Chidekel, why does the Pasuk call the river Chidekel? Om Ravashi Shemem of its water, Chadim are very strong, the Kalan calls very fierce. My Pras, what do we call the river? Pras, Shemem of Porub Rovan, has a lot of water, I can say this. Yamarova, Haide Charifa B'nei Mechuzam, why the B'nei Mechuzah so sharp people? Because Shosu Naya the Diglas. Because they drink the water from Diglas. We just said that Diglas... Let's talk about Diglas. This river makes him smart. Joshua Chadin Harispin Maya Bekalan Lishkov Maznaim Betoivim Lishkois Shein Lechadin Esagru. Hi the Gihuri. How come the peace la Mechuzo are red? Sometimes they're very red. Mishum de Misham Shibi Mama. They have Tash Misham meat in the daytime that makes them red. Hi the Nadi Yanayo. How come their eyes are always blinking or tired? Mishum de Dari of the base offer. They live in a black, in a dark house, so they ruin their eyes. Rashi Roger said, "Behind the dechud, the gchure, so the misham should be mama. The thikas b'neiim adum. Therefore, the kids come out sometime red. Adoyim kadmu mis hayom, at the red of the day. The nadi yinayu einayim nodim v'noyim. Their eyes are always blinking. So they live in a black house, so they ruin their eyes. Alad Yishamim. Mish says if you have a lot of rain, you have to make a bracha tevi yameitim. The alad Yishamim atevi yameitim." Mavorch, you make a bracha tell you make it. V'yom Rav Abba v'yom lo matis and tonel. Name a sign mavorch in al gishomim. When do you make the bracha tell you make it with grains? Mishiyot chosin likros kalo. Muscles of the chosin is coming out to meet the kalo. At the badekin, usually the chosin comes to meet the kalo. So it means when there's so much water on the floor that is bubbling, that when the raindrops fall down, there's a bubble there. So it bubbles upwards like the rain is coming up to meet the next one. This is going in a matzah where there wasn't rain for a long time. Everybody felt very bad. The food wasn't growing. And now you had rain, a tremendous simcha, you have to make a bracha. It was manazel, we're not grugging this bracha because we always have water. Even if it doesn't rain, we have a water supply. But lo yitzur, there would be a netzah, there would be a case we don't have rain for a long time. And there'd be a bad matzah. And then it would come rain, so you would make a tev yameter. Shashi mishiyotza chosmek was kala. Shamayim kavutzim ala earth is a puddle of water. Across like bubbles up. So that's the storm. We have that much water. You make a bracha, tev yameitim. My mevorchin on Yav Yehuda. What bracha do we make on rain? It's not only tev yameitim. You make other things also. Moedim anach lechoa kol tipa v'tipa shirata talonu. Yav Yechon and Messiah b'hochi. Ilu finu moli shira kayom m'shnei merino. And on the mass speaking, Mahoydus Nechoa Hashem Lakeinu. Atishtachavah. You say the whole capital there until the shtachavah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Roy Vahoydois. You say Roy Vahoydois. So the Gemara, Roy Vahoydois, Vloy Kol Vahoydois. Like we're only thanking Hashem for most of them, but not for all the Hoydois. Or my Rosa Eimor, Hokel Hoydois. You get like Hokel of the Hoydois of all the Hoydois. Omri Apopah, since it's a Machlekes, what to say Roy Vahokel, Hilkos Neminu Tavayu. By the gesture you make both brachas. Roy Vahoydois, Hokel Hoydois. For some reason you should still say Roy Vahoydois. But you also have to say Okel Hadois. For the more of the El Akasha, the Chorot is Kasha. Do you make a bracha Tev Yemetiv, or do you make this bracha, Okel Hadois and Rav Hadois? Here we have two brachas here, a Tev Yemetiv and this bracha. And the more like Kasha, Ho di Shoma Mishmashma, it's only if you heard from other people that rain started to come down. Ho di Chazoi Mechsa. Rashi Shoma Mashma, Shem Suro, Lema Yor di Shoma Laila, Oyma Tev Yemetiv. Somebody told you that it's raining outside and it's night, you don't go outside to see it, then you want to make a bracha tev yameitim. But if your mom receives the rain, then you have to say this bracha roi vaidois and a kei vaidois. Fred Gemara, mechsei de shoma mishma. The shoma mishma haino b'sura seivois. O tanan al b'sura seivois haino bracha tev yameitim. If it's only talking about that you heard about it, that's like you heard good news. Not the Mishnah said later, if you hear good news, something that Mamish makes you very happy, we'll soon see what it is later, you have to make a bracha tev yameitiv. So what's the chiddush here on Geshem? Ela idiv yidi dechazi mechta. No, both brachas by Geshem is when you saw the rain coming down. Ulei kasha, ho di yosef purta, if a little rain came down, you only say tev yameitiv. Ho di yosef tuva, a lot came down. What's that she say? Osa purta, a little bit came down, moedim anach lechor. Or setuva tev yameitiv. That's a more chosh of a bracha. If a lot of rain came down, then we say a tev yameitiv. Before you say mohav hod yos setuva. Now both cases where a lot of rain came down. Lekasha hod the istli arya. Because if you have field, then you can say a tev yameitiv. It's tev for you. Hod the lesli arya. If you don't have any character, then it's not really a tev direct for you. You don't only say roiv hodois. Shrashi istli arya. If you have character, a tev yameitiv sheitiv loy. It's a tev for you. You have rain now. You're able to, your crops will grow. new Kalim. He went out and bought something new. And there is a little shot that you have a tremendous simcha in this Kalim. Kona Kalim Kadosh, you bought a new car. You bought something new that you have tremendous simcha with it. You have to make a bracha. So life is brought down even if you buy Kalim, even means suits and clothing. So that for myself is not so, we don't make the bracha so much. The man is there to buy a suit, you don't have that much simcha anymore. People are rubbling buying a few suits a year already, it's not such a big kiddush. If you buy something special, you buy it once a year and you have a simcha with it, you have to make a bracha shechiyonu. Shealoi v'shalachirim, let's say it's to give it to you and somebody else, Moshe, you're buying a house that you have a mishpacha for, or else you're buying a car that's the gay you're sharing with your wife, and it's not only a car for you, you can share the car with your wife also. Then, I'm going to tell you, mate, you have to make a bracha, tell you, mate. Just if you buy a car that you share with your wife, or you buy a couch in the house, a fancy, nice couch, and mommy, you're waiting a long time to get it, and you're going to share it, you can let your wife sit on the couch also, so you have to make a pleasure mate. The simcha for you and for her also. So, Shech Yonu is only when you buy Kalim specific for you, you buy yourself a suit, then you make a Shech Yonu. Saying, tonight we're not so late with the Shech Yonu on suits. You buy something special for you, you make a Shech Yonu. But if it's Mugay, the two people already, then you make a pleasure mate. So, So the kasha is, if you have karka, how could you make a tzeivya meitiv on karka? It's not enough just you own karka. A tzeivya meitiv is only there's two people involved. Like you have to have shutzis. The Rashi was saying now, when you have karka, then you make a tzeivya meitiv. Because here you see, no, if you just buy a new bais, something only negated to you, you just make a shech yonu. Hatzev your mate is only when there's two people involved. That's more an echlam and a kasha. Called yishtlei shutzis. When do you make a tzev your mate if when rain comes down on your karkom? If you have shutzis, two people own the karka together. So it's tzev for you and mate for your shutzis. Hold the leshtlei shutzis. We only have shutzis, then you only make a shech yonu. Or if Ked Rashi learns, Elo bod yishtlei arya. From the two, it's the shenina. Because if the moidim and ask Elo bod leshtlei arya. Hatzev your mate of yishtlei. Or the kokashlach bona by his chodesh hamishach yon lakasha. Who the bona by his chodesh hem lashutzvis? Or bo, the olem of orach shech yonu. Avo gishomim, for the yistla yariya tuva yesh lashutzvis bo, he. Shurei kol mish yesh lakata shutafim of the tzei vizu. So Rashi learns the pshat is that by yeshem, you always make a tzei vimativ, if you have karkam. I am always only your karkam, you don't have a shutzvis. The chilaki is he always drives a shutzvis in this hatovah. When it rains, usually it doesn't only rain for your karka, it rains for a few karkas. Now there are few people having this hatova. Therefore, it has to make a tzeivya meitiv. Marshenkin, buying a house, which is for you, it depends. If you're only buying a house for you, you just make a shech yonu. If you're buying a shutfas with two other people, with your wife, with a mishpacha, then you have to make a tzeivya meitiv. Smaravatanya, one of the brightest, the chusri is a ride, is the maskona. Kitsu shadavu, what's the klal of these brachas? Al shaloi. If you bought something that you have a tremendous simcha for yourself, you have to make a bracha shech yonu. Al shaloi v'shachaveru, if you bought something that's a teva for you and for your chaver, oime borach atev yometiv. So tomorrow, v'chol heicho, deles liachrina badei. Oime borach atev yometiv, is it true? When the simcha is only for you and not for somebody else, you don't make atev yometiv, we have time you will learn. Omrulay, somebody gave you shmur. Yolda ishtei zachish, no, your wife gave birth to a kid, to a boy. Is oimag, there you have to make a bracha, borach atev yometiv. So the chur kashrid is only good for you, you have the kid, who else is it good for? Vernein, hosam nami diiko ishto badei. We're talking about your wife is also still alive. The nicha love the zachar, she's also nicha with the zachar. Therefore, zachar is called good for you and good for your wife, you have to make atev yometiv. That's halacha, when you have a boy, she make atev yometiv. If you have a girl, you don't make atev yometiv. But the Mishmurah says though, about kol ponim, the first time you see the girl, you should make a shech yonu. It's not worse than the first time you see a friend. You didn't see a friend in 30 days, you have a simcha seeing your friend, you have to make a shech yonu. So the first time you see your daughter, it's not worse than seeing a new friend, you have to make a shech yonu. But I'll tell you, mate, if you don't make it, it's only on a boy you make a tzeivya meitiv. Halacha is brought down, now feel you have already six boys, and you are hoping now to have a girl, and your wife says, you're not so happy with it, still you have to make a tzeivya meitiv. Toshima. Meis Oviv, your father was Meis. Vu Yorsh and your father left over big Yerusha. Is Betchila, first thing we hear about is Leim HaBoruch Dainemis. You have to make a bracha al-surah. Your father was Niftah. Well, if say you have to make a bracha, why you bracha to your native? Because you have to make a bracha. You got a big Yerusha now. You have to make a bracha to your native. So the kashrut is only a tova for you. You're the only Yerush. My name. But so now we're talking about you have other brothers. The koyasi vadei, they also yashim with you. So therefore you make a tova to your native. It's a simcha for you and for your brothers. Toshima. Shinu yayin, if in the middle of the meal you made a berach priyag offering once, then they bring you a second yayin, ain't serf leberach. You don't have to make another berach priyag offering. Shinu mokim, Hashem, if you change places, you go to a new house, such a hefsik, then serf leberach. You drink wine in a new house, you have to make another berach, it's a shinu, it's a hefsik. The Amr Rav Yehsi Rabbe, Amr Rav Yechanan, Afal Tishamru, Shinu Yayin Etzav Lavarach, even though we learned in the middle of the meal, if they bring you another type of a Yayin, you don't have to make again a Baruch Yagofin, Avol Oimer, Baruch Atev Yameitim. But the second wine you drink that's better than the first drink, you do have to make a Atev Yameitim. So the Kashra is you're the only one drinking here. So it's only a Atavah for you. Why do you have to make a Atev Yameitim? Nami, we're talking about you have other people drinking the wine with you. Therefore, it's tevil meitiv, the wine is good for you and good for other people. So halacha is a very shrewd halacha when to make a tevil meitiv. The kids are two wicked to know him. One tonight, if metchilo, you had a lot of bottles of wine on the table, or you knew metchilo, you were going to drink these amounts of wine, then even though you made a burger up in a one case, that part is all the other wine, you don't have to make a tevil meitiv anymore. A tevil meitiv is only when first you sat down to drink musket wine, and you didn't have that to drink any other wine. And later they brought you another bottle of wine that's more chashuv than the first wine. Then it depends. If there are shutfis by the table, that means if your b'nei beisai is drinking, so Tosh the Malabos gives it to the whole b'nei beisai, but you don't have shutfis. So you have to have two people drinking that they both drank from the first wine, and they both can drink now from the second wine. That's the case you have to make a tov yameitiv. Or else the case if you have orchim over your house, and you put down the bottle in the middle of the table and give a shutfis for everybody to take it, so you automatically now blast like shutfis in this bottle. So if you have two people drinking from the both types of wine, then when they drink the second type of wine, so rather than it's better than the first wine, you have to make this bracha to your mates. Better. What? No, because if you know the tequila that you drink, you don't make a sure you don't make a tevimaitin. Like the first bracha was kol on that also, you don't make a tevimaitin. Right, the bracha by is chodesh for kana kelim kadoshim. Omer apuna loshonu loshein loik yoitz bim. Means you bought something new, you bought yourself a new car, but you didn't have a car like this before. Avuyeshkot yoitz bim. If you had a car ready, ain't sub lavor. You bought yourself a second car, you're going to make a shechiyonu. Oh, see, look, we're home like this, though. The Vyecha Nominein, Afilu Yeshloi Kyotzvin, Afilu, you have already a car once. Sarkla Baruch, Afilu, you're buying yourself another new car, you have to make a Shech Yenim in a second car. Nechlazot Gemara, the Chikon,